This is Harrison. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I am joined here, as always, with Adam Malone.
Hello, hello.
So, we got a mostly reggae, and by mostly I mean all reggae set coming up here.
I know. This is all you today. I mean, I'm going to recognize some of these, but I'm excited to explore the depths of the genre.
I think I got a few surprises in here. There's a lot of like, you know, pretty, I don't want to call it basic stuff because the genre is super deep, but a lot of this is roots reggae, which is kind of like the Bob Marley type stuff that you would kind of, I guess, most people would picture when they think reggae.
We're just vibing out today.
We've been talking about doing this for a while, and today seemed like the perfect day. So
yeah, it's beautiful out.
It's a gorgeous day. A little too windy, but you know.
Yeah, that's why we're playing reggae today. It's a little,
But yeah, so that was Coming In From The Cold from Bob Marley and the Wailers off of his final album, Uprising, which is a great, great, great project. I really like it.
Classic.
But up next, we have a personal favorite of mine. This is Marcus Garvey by Burning Spear. Enjoy.
Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Marcus Garvey words come to pass. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. Whoa. Can't get no food to eat. Can't get no money to spend. And you, hello. Come here, one, come. Whoa. Let me do what I can. For you and you alone. Whoa. You know the right I can do it night. Shall be with many stripes. Beep, beep. catch them. Hold them, Marcus, hold them. Oh, Marcus, Gavin, Marcus.
So during the break, we were actually just talking about Radiohead, and you said you were listening to it in class, so I'm curious about that.
I mean, it was back in this music and digital tech class, you know. We've been talking about it like once a show for the whole week, or for the whole semester. But yeah, it was a show about like the level of emotion in automated voices versus like chopped up human voices. So like if you just had a loop of like a little sample of someone's voice, that you wouldn't consider that super emotional. A lot of the time you can't even see what they're saying. But basically my professor wrote a paper arguing that like machine voices have the capability of like being more emotional even than a human voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like he used the example of Bon Iver. Like the way he just like super harmonizes all of his tracks, and like he's got acoustic stuff too, but like the super harmonization, and then we saw like the clip from 2001: A Space Odyssey where Hal is dying. Spoiler alert, I guess. sorry if you guys haven't seen it in you know the 50 years it's been out. And then he used, like, I don't remember the name of the track. It's in the middle of, like, one of the most famous albums. What was it?
I'm trying to think. With, like...
More productive, like, you know that? There's, like, a track. There's, like, an intermittent track.
Oh, in OK Computer. Yeah,
in OK Computer.
What's it called? Is it Fitter Happier?
Yes, Fitter Happier.
Yeah,
so he used that, which is, like, an obvious example of, like, your computer just like spitting back text, and now we have computers that do that super well.
Yeah,
but the argument that that's like more emotional than a person saying that, I don't know about that. But yeah, no, we were listening to Radiohead.
It's really cool.
Yeah,
Fitter Happier is weird when it comes.
It's
on
super
for the first
weird.
Time. Yeah, I don't know.
We were listening to it, and he had the speakers turned like way up, and like the stereo system, so like you could hear all the stuff that they put in there. It's weird.
Yeah. All right. Well, as much as now I just want to listen to Radiohead, we got to stick with the theme.
Yeah. No, we can't. We have next week.
We have next week. But yeah, unfortunately, this is like last three-ish shows, I think.
Yeah. What do we got? Two more after this?
Yeah.
Three more? I don't know.
But
we're closing in for the semester.
Yeah. It's a shame. But we're going to keep the good vibes going. This is The Harder They Come by Jimmy Cliff, which I'll tell a fun story about after the song.
Seem to hear even your cry.
So, for those of you who don't know, that is the lead that's the theme song for a movie called The Harder They Come, which was released in 1972 in Jamaica, starring Jimmy Cliff, who was already kind of a reggae sensation, made him an actor. And then this soundtrack for the movie was like considered to be like one of the breakthrough reggae sounds for like the US. So like it did really well in America. But yeah, the movie's awesome. It's like this insanely low budget movie about Jimmy Cliff arriving to Jamaica, finding work, and then recording that hits this song as like in universe is like the hit single.
It's so meta.
That like breaks him through.
Yeah.
And then like while he's doing that, he's like dealing drugs and like just living. It's a crazy movie.
1972.
Yeah, like it's gotten like this huge cult following, and it's like one of the more like influential Caribbean movies.
Maybe I'll take a break from Atlanta tonight and I'll watch that.
It's I've been meaning to rewatch it, but it's really cool. I think they're showing it somewhere nearby pretty soon.
It's cool.
I have to go see that. But yeah, great soundtrack too. Check it out if you haven't. It's a fun little movie. But yeah.
I mean,
so you've been watching Atlanta, you just said.
I mean, yeah, I think we talked about it last week. All I was going to say real quick is you always surprise me with, you're just like, oh, we're going to play some Jimmy Cliff. Here's this, like, super meta movie they made in the early 70s that broke him out.
It has a sequel, too, that I haven't seen. I think it came out, like, 5 or 6 years later.
We're going on a Jimmy Cliff, like, absolute marathon.
Oh, boy.
We missed it by 2 days, but it's okay. Yeah, no, I've been watching too much Atlanta. Shout out family. They put me on again. I realized we watched like the first half of the first season like probably 3 years ago or 2 years ago and never kept watching.
I remember the first two episodes didn't really hook me.
I don't know. I remember watching them and thinking it was good, but like, I don't know. I must have like been doing my SATs or something.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was good, and then I came to school freshman year and Ethan was like, have you seen Atlanta? And I'm like, no, I've been meaning to like sit down and actually watch it. So like the two of us went through the entire show. This is like while we were in quarantine, so like we went through the entire show in like 2 days.
See, my dad has had COVID we think 3 times now.
Oh boy.
But he always gets through some shows, you know. Or he gets through the movies he needed to watch, you know.
I remember it's I watched like convenient. All of Peaky Blinders like on COVID.
Yeah, we used to cry in Peaky Blinders. Breaking Bad was our crazy one last year.
Oh, boy. Oh, Better Call Saul season 5?
I think I stopped watching during season 3. I don't know what happened.
Oh, yeah. The new season's coming out, though.
So. Okay, so maybe... Ugh. So busy now, guys.
I know. There's too much
good stuff. There's too much entertainment to watch.
Too much good stuff coming out. Yeah. But, yeah, so up next we have Chase the Devil by Max Romeo. And I don't know if you're familiar with... what's his name? Lee Scratch Perry. You heard of this dude?
Yeah, I think I have.
Yeah, he's a DJ guy from I don't know, somewhere in the Caribbean, but he took this song and he like scratched it up and cut it up, and it's become like one of his more famous songs called Disco Devil.
Nice.
It's pretty cool. I was thinking about playing that, but I really like the original.
If we have time, we could do a little back-to-back action. A
little bit? You know, I might just, you know, we'll see. I might just cut it out and play Disco Devil after so you can see the difference. But let's see. This is Chase the Devil.
Son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is a evilous man, but him can't choke sit on I man. So when I check him, my lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Oh yeah. Thank you.
on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. Satan is a evil host man, but him can't choke sit on a man. So when I check him, I lass in hand, and if him slip a gun with him hand, I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on a iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, a fitness writer, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Like many of the million people who are living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every single day. And sometimes my nerves are so raw that if you brushed up against me in an elevator, I'd scream. I can't sleep at night from the pain, and sometimes the spasms in my legs are so intense they will wake me up throughout the night. I've tried the strongest prescription medications available, and I'm going to tell you, they do not work. In fact, they leave me in a stupor, and most of the time, it's impossible to even live your life. Now, I've tried medical marijuana, and I'm going to tell you something, it works. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
Significantly more serious than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that kind of came out of nowhere, but not nowhere. You know what? That's a good. Glad we're spreading the message. Thanks, Montel Williams.
It's important. Yeah. I was going to fade it straight into Bush Doctor, but that felt a little bit in poor taste, so I'm going to talk between it. But yeah. Peter Tosh has two probably the most famous songs of all time about marijuana. He's got Legalize It, and he's got this.
Yeah. No, we were talking about. Legalize it. It's too easy.
Can't go there. Bush Doctor, equally as easy, but slightly less known, so I'm okay with it.
Slightly less easy. We need to maintain our superiority complex and...
Yeah. All that other stuff.
Yeah, all that good stuff.
If we ever play a top 40 hit on this show, just pull the plug.
Yeah.
Just literally comment.
Just email Billboard and tell them to take it off of it, because it's on the show now.
Exactly, so it can't be top 40.
No way.
Even though we're giving it airplay. All right, you know, I'm not going to think about it too much. This is Bush Doctor by Peter Tosh.
Warning. The Surgeon General warns. Cigarette smoking is dangerous. Dangerous. Hazard to your health. Does that mean anything to you? Then legalize marijuana. Smoking.
But we were talking during the song. If you haven't seen Beach Bum, directed by Harmony Korine, starring Matthew McConaughey, Jonah Hill, and others, check it out. It's on Hulu.
Yeah. No, it's just looked it up. 57% Rotten Tomatoes.
It's so, a banger. That is like, so that means a travesty.
Top notch.
It's a travesty that it was rated that low. People just don't get it.
You're also from where it's set.
I know. Which is why I think
it's made for you.
But it's made by some French dude. It's not. It's absurd how he came in. He's, I don't know, understood the vibe of Florida.
Well, the
South
beach
Florida.
Bums are a real thing, right?
Yeah, like, yeah. But yeah.
So then you're just like, oh, what if they were a novelist? And then it just
and wrote a book called Key Nice, book of poetry.
Exactly. Like that. You know, it doesn't take that much to like make it super ridiculous.
Yeah. But yeah. It's a great movie. It's got a great soundtrack. Jimmy Buffett's in it for a little bit. Snoop Dogg's in it. Snoop Dogg and Jimmy Buffett write a song.
They would never miss. They would never miss that opportunity.
Yeah, it's great. I put it on in the background. It's one of those like background movies that I put on sometimes. Yeah. I'm just like doing something. I'm like, oh, I'll stop and like watch 10 minutes of this like intermittently.
Yeah. When is he wearing a really colorful shirt?
Yeah.
And then you just
that's
look
the
away.
Entire movie,
right? Ah, damn.
Zac Efron is in it too. I'm just remembering these. Yeah, right. I'm gonna stop.
I feel like he just puts himself in any place that he can be 40 years old and still look really good. Except maybe he's getting more Botox now, so I don't know.
McConaughey?
No, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. Yeah.
Let's talk about pop culture now. What are the celebrities doing?
I don't know. I'm excited to see The Northman, though, and that comes out this week.
Oh, yeah. We were watching Atlanta, and apparently it's on Hulu, and, like, every 5 minutes. Oh, my God. The ads on Hulu
are the most
maybe
annoying.
It's not even that they're most annoying. Just weird. First of all, The Northman's on there, like, once every 5 minutes. There was one ad for life insurance that was, like, some woman setting up, like, the killing of her husband with an alligator in bed.
That's some Florida
and it's
activity.
Like, it was like, life insurance so good, you'll want to like murder your family. And then the next slide is like.
Are you sure these weren't the fake Atlanta
no,
ads? Those are the real ads?
They're real ads. We've seen it multiple times. It's like, life insurance so good, you'll want to murder your family. And then the next slide is like, no, but seriously, like, don't kill them. We will not give you the money if you kill your like partner. I was like, oh my God.
That is morbid.
Addie and I were laughing harder at that than like the episode because it was just like a scary episode too. But yeah, no. Hulu ads are going, I don't know what they're doing over there.
I have the same problem with just any sports broadcast that I'm streaming, because it's like on TV you'll get like tailored ads based on your location, but yeah. like if I'm watching like TNT on the website, it's the same 5 ads,
yeah,
and they play in the same order too. It's always wow. it's always the Chevy ad about safety. The dad's watching his kids play like a video game, like a racing game, and he's sure. crashing into all the other cars, and he's like, "You can rest easy because every new Chevy comes with like blah 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 whatever." And then it hard cuts to "It's Chevy Truck Month," and then it goes another 30-second ad about Chevy trucks.
That's like nightmarish. I'm just hearing "It's Chevy Truck Month."
And then, like, generic stock.
My family,
rock.
We've always had this joke, like, with Ford ads, like a Ford F-150. It's always the most torque in the game. It's like, people don't know what torque is. Like, you, they've heard it in Ford ads, but they don't, like, care about the physics of torque.
If
like,
you care about torque, you're not buying an F-150.
You're also
buying a
like,
Raptor.
You're not, honest, like, but. Watching, like, Cyber Chase on PBS Kids. Like, I just, like, you know, oh I don't God. Understand.
Shout out Cyber Chase.
Yeah, maybe you are watching Cyber Chase.
Shout out, it's shout out Cyber Chase. Show. It's a great show.
Yeah,
but yeah, I don't know. Chevy Truck Month. I remember like
it's always Chevy. It's always Chevy Truck Month. When is it not? Like it's just a perpetual like.
Probably my favorite is like during the playoffs. Remember Cheese and I are watching games together. It's like every time a Toyota-thon ad comes on, he like loses his mind.
Like what is her name? Jan. Of course, I know like the woman's name from the Toyota ads.
Oh my god.
The, like Flo from Progressive. The fact that like we as a society have learned the names of the characters from insurance ads.
The fact that
terrifying.
Jake from State Farm is walking out of the players' entrance at NBA games like dripped out
awesome,
and they're
though.
Like and they'll shoot
yeah,
him. It's
think
like
about
Jake
it.
From State
they,
Farm.
Cuz all of their like all of they use like Chris Paul and like, you know. They got a lot of connects in the NBA.
My mom just said, "You know it's 4:20." And I said, "I'm aware." Just shout out.
What do you mean? It's not 4:20 p.m. yet.
Oh, it's not. It's still pretty. But it's April 20th.
I know. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Joking. But yeah, I don't know. We're talking about Chevy Truck Month, so.
Yeah. Maybe we should play more music.
Yeah. All right. This is a classic. Everybody knows this one. This is Jamming. Off Exodus. Yeah.
Yeah.
Self-explanatory.
So, jam by my side. We're jamming. jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming. Hope you like jamming too. Jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming, we're jamming.
All-time classic for a reason.
Seriously, they're jamming.
They're jamming.
Makes me wish, you know, what would I play? The Washboard. Wish I could play The Washboard and just sit out on Prez and just jam with the passerbys.
Didn't we like have an idea for like a jug band last year that was Ethan and like
we just had so Gene many
overalls
ideas.
Playing the one string stand up bass.
Duncan playing the banjo. Just like
Duncan,
he's a big banjo guy for sure.
Yeah,
no doubt. We had a lot of ideas last year.
We did.
Kiddie pool, you know.
Do you still have that?
I don't know. I thought Ethan sent it to his like niece.
He did. Oh yeah, you're right. He did.
That was dumb.
That was one of the funniest things ever. So we ordered it online from Target, and it got delivered to the dorm.
Yeah.
So I went out to go pick it up, and the just absolute shock on this guy's face, pulling out a kiddie pool from the back of like his. He's like Harrison, and I'm like,
yeah, that's yeah. me, Hill Hall. We're just setting it up inside. Damn.
Oh boy.
I would say we were stupid, but I'm not sure much has changed.
There's been no kiddie pool this year.
There hasn't been a kiddie pool, that's true. But so. We did just talk about Chevy Truck Month for about 10 minutes.
Trust me, if you've been watching as much playoff basketball as I have, that is just absolutely
that's all you can talk about. It's like ingrained. You're in like a philosophy class and they're like, so what is the meaning of life? And you just from the back, you're like, Chevy Truck Month. The whole class is like, what? You're like, no, trust me.
Speaking of playoff basketball, Jimmy Butler had a masterclass last night.
Oh yeah, wait. Welcome to Harrison's Sports Corner. Okay, you're good.
So, Heat's 2-0. Expected. I feel like we're probably going to drop a game in Atlanta and then close it out in five. It's my personal guess. It was close last night, but then Jimmy Butler decided, okay, I'm going to have to put the gas on.
Yeah, I don't see the Hawks. I don't see the Hawks figuring that out.
Oh, there's no way.
They had a little play-in run, which was whatever, cute. But
yeah, I mean, I feel you lost Clint. John Collins is still kind of recovering.
Oh, yeah, wait, what happened to Clint?
Don't know. He's still out though. I don't think it's anything serious. They're probably just not wanting to chance. But
yeah,
like,
that looks so bad.
Yeah,
I hate when they like when it's just like a detrimental injury and they just like here's a slow mo 8 times from all the angles to see how bad it could possibly look. Like
I love how like the only thing stopping them from doing it is blood. If there's blood, they can't do that. But for every other injury, doesn't matter how bad it is, they'll show it 40 times.
Yeah,
Jesus. But Denver Nuggets are screwed.
Yeah, they down 2-0 now?
They're down 2-0 to the Warriors because, like, Jordan Poole is just, like, insane all of a sudden.
There's always, like, I'll be on my Instagram Reels because I don't do TikTok and I'm bored now. And there's, like, some weird cult following behind Jordan Poole.
Yeah, pool party.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the pool party.
I didn't know that was, like, an actually known thing. I thought I was just on some weird spot on Instagram where people are just like, here's Jordan Poole.
Because he didn't really get much of a chance last year and kind of broke out in the later half of the season.
Yeah.
And so now he's, like, doing well. He started for Steph Curry the first game.
Yeah.
And then him, Clay, and Steph are out there shooting, like, he's
right. They scored 90 points together or something.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. But, yeah, it was really funny because Jokic is getting, like, pissed. And understandably, because dude is, like, dropping dimes to people and they are just not landing. Like, just people take it and just break it because the Denver Nuggets is one of the worst built teams outside of, like, Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr., both of whom are out.
Yeah.
So,
That's tough. Especially when he's, like, right, he's in the MVP race and then,
Yeah, but tonight I will be watching Celtics Nets.
Go Celtics.
Go Celtics, yeah.
They better do it.
There's a song by a Lil B that I can't say on the air about Kevin Durant, but if you know, you know. And I'm waiting to post it on my story tonight when he gets clamped. Marcus Smart's going
to
clamp Kevin Durant.
We were listening to that so loudly on the way to Tyler.
Like, that was objectively hilarious, but yeah.
Yeah.
So this next song up, don't know why. So I remember one day I come into DeWick like late on a Sunday morning. You know how it is, like 11:30 noon for breakfast.
Yeah, a little sausage patty, some of those roasted tomatoes, you know.
And they're playing this, and I was convinced I had like had headphones in, like I was listening to it. I was like, oh, you guys are playing Funky Kingston and DeWick at noon on a Sunday. But I was yes. there for it. Yeah. So yes. this is Funky Kingston.
Yeah. Welcome to DeWick, guys.
Yeah. Enjoy. Hoots and the Mitels.
It's awesome.
Right.
This is one of those days where jamming out in the studio is especially nice.
Especially nice. Yeah. I look forward to Wednesdays every week. It's just nice to come in here and listen to some good music in the morning. And,
yeah.
Or now afternoon, I guess. Jesus.
Yeah. What else we got? It looks like you got a good amount.
We got to play it all.
We got 13 minutes left.
But I think I'd be remiss if I didn't play at least one song like this. But this is a. Have you ever heard Police and Helicopter?
I think I have. I'm trying to think. Maybe it's like you're gonna have to play it.
Yeah, it's.
I'm pretty sure I have though. Probably. There's something about it that's making me think like, yeah, my dad definitely played this in the car.
I'm certain he's heard it at some point. But yeah, this is Police and Helicopter by John Holt. It's a song.
Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets, searching for cali weed. Soldiers in the field, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Soldier in the herb field, burning the cali weed. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the streets, searching for cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane field. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the street, searching for cali weed. Policemen in the field, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. We don't trouble your banana, we don't trouble your corn. We don't trouble your pimento, we don't trouble you at all. So if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Ooh, yeah. Police in helicopter, a search for marijuana. Policemen in the street, searching for cali weed. Policemen in the fields, boy, oy, burning the cali weed. But if you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. If you continue to burn up the herbs, we gonna burn down the cane fields. Boy.
So, I had something that I was going to say. Oh, yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Kendrick Lamar is dropping.
That's true. That's been since our last show.
Have you seen all the memes on Twitter? Like, no. X is officially retired. Okay, so like this rap account tweeted out Kendrick Lamar is officially retired.
When?
Like a day before the album got announced, right? So Kendrick quote tweeted it with the announcement to the album.
Oh, nice.
So now everybody's trying to bait, like, it's like Frank Ocean is officially retired.
Right, you just bait everybody. Nice.
It's pretty funny, but yeah.
No, so. That's exciting. I was, yeah, no, when that came out, I was cleaning the suite because our cascarones got, you know, spilled on the ground, so I was doing that. And, like, I was listening to Denzel and then Jid, and then, like, Jonah and Craig came in, and I was like, all right, we're going to go, like, on a Kendrick binge, because they were all both excited about the drop, too. And, yeah, no, like, just listening to a bunch of his stuff again, it's very exciting. I would be nervous if I was him. I'm sure he's, like, it seems, obviously, he's, like, very confident, and he's the best rapper, I think, right now, but... I'd be nervous, man. Damn was good.
I don't know. I think he can clear Damn, personally.
Yeah, he can clear Damn. I think he can. Yeah, I don't know. I think
I was telling you this in the car. I was talking to you. It was like, I feel like that the difference between dropping like T-Pab and then Damn, that was more stressful than Damn.
Probably. That's true. But also, even like the Black Panther soundtrack,
it's good.
There's some hits on there.
I love SOBRB and the Paramedic song.
Yeah, it's really good.
But
I know. I remember I like listened to that song and it like got me. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll listen to some other SOBRB. And then I was like, oh, maybe not. Like,
yeah, you know, they broke up too.
Really?
Yeah.
No, so there it is. That's the end of them. They're officially retired.
The fact that Kendrick, J-Rock, Future, and James Blake are all in a song together is also just kind of incredible.
But James Blake is just buddies with everybody.
Yeah,
he just is like, yeah, no, let me produce this, please. And then they're like, yeah, no, sure.
It's James Blake.
It's really good. Like, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we got time for I think one more song. This is Herb is the Ealing from Israel Vibration. You have to say it like that. But yeah,
yes,
it's great. Enjoy.
The herb is the healing of the nation, so don't have no fear. And always be here. It will be here for enough generation. Yeah, they want you to feel tipsy derby,
tipsy derby.
Puppy dog, I come pissing on your face. They don't want to smoke. The sweet lemon curry,
you know.
Keep the smile upon the children's face. You pick him up, you lick him down, you off and try to run him down. The ganja man coming right back. But this a mossy calling bone, you chop it down, you burn it down. The ganja plant coming right back. Using your sense, laboratory resource. So many illness, they call it herb cure. So why don't you give I and I the permit? Oh, yeah. So I and I can go on and burn. Come falling, make the ganja grow, and the sun come shining, the breeze the pollen blow. You pick him up, you lick him down, you up it like to run him down. The ganja man come right back. Using your sense, love your resource. So many illness, they call it herb cure. Thank you.
balance. Just another split, forget another leaf. I said I take a rhythm to another riff, yeah. They want us to feel tipsy turvy. Puppy dogs, come pissing on your face. They don't want you to burn the sweet lemon curly. Oh my lord. Keep the smile upon the children's face. Oh, you pick him up, you lick him down, you off and try to run him down. The ganja man coming right back. And this a mossy colony, but you pick him up, you run him down. The ganja man coming right back. And when the rain come falling, make ganja grow. Yeah. And when the sun comes shining, in the breeze, the pollen blow.
All right, well, thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
Yeah, enjoy the day, guys. It is
seriously pretty, take advantage of it. Skip your class. Go sit down on a present lawn. I know you want to do it.
I mean, yeah, unless you really need to go to class.
Unless you're an engineer and have an exam, I say skip class and enjoy this beautiful day.
Yeah, unless you're an Act 5.
There will be a Stranger Waves fan meetup at Boston Burger Company in Davis Square at exactly 4:20 p.m. if you really care to pull up.
Whoever's listening in their car right now, we know you can get there. That's all I'm going to say. Yep. We know you can get there. Yep. It's one thing if, you know, you live in Hill Hall and you, like, got to walk 25 minutes to Davis, all right? But if you're driving around Medford area, you got the car, you have no excuse. Seriously.
Literally, no excuse. But this has been our time. Thanks for tuning in. This is 91.5 WMFO. Oh, we got a great song on Automation. All right. Enjoy. Tell you something.